Use what God has given you. There are times we kind of sit down, and I remember when I felt called to preach, I sat down and I started listing all the things that a preacher ought to be, and I don't think I met any one of them. I'm looking down this list, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, they ought to be this and this and this, you know, and I'm going, wow, I'm in trouble. I get down to the end and I saw available. Thank you, preacher, saying that God takes volunteers. Amen. So I went up to the pastor. I said, if you think anything that disqualifies me, I didn't see much that qualified me, but I said that disqualifies me from being a preacher. He said, no. You know, well, there's a difference between preaching and pastoring. Every man in our church ought to be trained to preach. Amen. Some of them, few, are chosen. All are called. Few are chosen. But guys, let's train all of our men to preach. The women already have the training. They're born preachers. Ladies are over there going, you got it right on the money, honey, I'll tell you. Anyway, I got you in trouble already. Amen. Okay, preachers, introduce yourself. All right, over here. Amen. Put the troublemaker in the nursery. Amen. Okay. Amen. 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 Papa Tom. Right here. Amen.
Jim Bruce, my wife Harry, my youngest daughter Tara, missionaries out in the country of Vanuatu.
Amen.
You have a display in the back of the prayer card and a half a foot.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Amen. Our church supports them, so you church members, especially those that have started coming after he came, you know, when you get, you need to meet them, meet the family, find out. It's a lot easier to pray when you have a face to the prayers. Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Amen. I got these three preachers going out to Port Townsend to keep our baby church there. It already organized, but then it lost its preacher, so we're trying to keep it going. So be praying for Port Townsend. We need a pastor there, okay? Right there in the back. Amen. 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 Appreciate each and every one of you being here. Thank you, men. You do not know how this pastor feels until you have your own meeting. And you see the preachers coming. It's encouraging to see you here having a heart for church planting. And I appreciate that. I know you're not here just for me. And I know you're here for the Lord. And I thank you for that. Right now, Brother Frank, sing a couple songs for us. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. We appreciate each and every one of you being here again. Hope, pray that you continue to get something from the Word of God. Be sad if we leave this meeting with nothing. And so I hope, pray we do. And it's been always an encouragement. One of the things that keeps me going on this meeting, sometimes we've had some really good numbers here. There was a couple of years where we filled the building up, and that was exciting. But it's still exciting to see people keep coming back to it. And I'm the type of guy, I don't put a lot of pressure on preachers. I figure if you want to come, you'll come. If you don't, you won't, no matter what I say. So I just send out 2 invitations a year. That's it. And little cards that I just send. That's it. That's all I do. I figure if you're going to be here, it's the same time every year. I've had one guy say, when is it? Oh, it's kind of like, when's Christmas? You know, it's the same time every year. And I had a kid in our Sunday school class ask when Valentine's Day is. Right in the middle of my message. I wasn't preaching on Valentine's Day, but I put him in the hallway. Literally, I picked his chair up with him in it and set it in the hallway, and I said, that'll be enough of that. And the Bible talks about not asking foolish questions. So anyway, that's the kind of preacher I was back then. I'm not that way now. I haven't put any of you in the hallway yet. I wanted to, but yeah, when's lunch? Amen. Ask Brother Reno. He's the last speaker. And he told me he wasn't hungry, so you're in trouble. Amen. It's kind of like our last preacher last night didn't want dessert. That's not the last person to have. Should have put Brother Sanders last. He was hungry, so amen. I appreciate, again, thank you guys, the men that come here. I appreciate that. Over the years, you get to meet preachers, different kinds of preachers. Some of them, you know, you're not even the same person as they are, but you find a spirit that's there. Our next speaker, one of the things I found out about Brother McKay that I like, now he may not know that this is one of the things, this is the first time I've said it, he's always had a humility. He didn't have to be up there in the middle of it all. You know, I've met preachers. You guys know what I'm talking about. You met preachers. They're always rubbing shoulders with the big guys. Always wanting to get right next to them. Always wanting to be in the limelight. Every time you see a picture, you know, there's a selfie there. There's a guy there right in the middle of it. Who is that? And it's that one guy that always got to be in the midst of it. He's never been that way. And I appreciate that about him. And we need more of those kind of preachers around because there are some communities. What would you say, Kingston 2000? Who's going to go to Kingston with only 2,000 people in it? But there's 2,000 souls in there. The brother Sawyer, when he came here, he said, I'm going to Tok, Alaska. Who's in Tok, Alaska? Where is Tok, Alaska? And he showed me. I mean, he had to get the magnifying glass to show me where it was. It wasn't even identified on the map. It's right. No, it isn't. It's not marked there. He goes, it's there. Why do you say 170 souls in the town? He said there's 170 souls that need Christ. And that's the kind of spirit we need. Wapato, Washington. It sounds like something that you accidentally messed up in your pronunciation. Squim, it's how you spell it. Wapato, it's what are you talking about? Now, I've been there. I've done that. I'm done. Praise the Lord, there's someone still there. Yeah. Amen, because those folks need the Lord, and I thank Him for it. So, Brother Daryl McKay, come and preach to us, brother.
I don't even know if I can preach now.